And welcome to the Data Fuse. We begin in Italy now as rescue workers found five more bodies in a submerged part of the cruise ship that capsized off the Tuscan coast Friday, bringing the death toll to 11. Earlier, the recovered black box yielded damning evidence against the captain. More on that in DataFM News Focus. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso threatened legal action against contentious new legislation in Hungary on Tuesday in a marked ratcheting up of rhetoric. The row threatens the country's appeal for the IMF for crucial financial aid. In South Sudan, gunmen reportedly killed dozens of villagers in the beleaguered Jonglei state late Monday. The state's governor said the victims were mostly women, children, and the elderly, and the attackers burned the town overnight. Wikipedia is to temporarily close its English site to protest piracy law, announced Monday on Twitter, for 24 hours on Wednesday to protest draft anti-piracy legislation to appear before the United States Congress. Spanish judge Baltasar Garzón, who indicted Chile's former dictator, Augusto Pinochet, went on trial on Tuesday for allegedly ordering illegal wiretaps. Garzón faces another trial next week involving his probe into atrocities during Spain's civil war. The five remaining Republican candidates are vying for the party nomination have zeroed in on frontrunner Mitt Romney, criticizing his venture capitalistic past and his record as a moderate in the first two debates ahead of South Carolina primary on Saturday. In the Eurozone now, Standard & Poor's rating agency downgraded the EFSF Eurozone bailout fund from its original AAA rating to now AA+. On Monday, the fund CEO Klaus Regling sought to remark it by saying the downgrade would not reduce lending capacity. Al-Qaeda fighters early Monday seized control of Rada, 130 kilometers from the Yemeni capital of Sana'a. Freeing prisoner inmates and appointing a new ruler for the territory is in the latest militant victory over the country's weak central government. And now, over to France, as centrist presidential candidate Francois Bayrou leads President Nicolas Sarkozy and socialist Francois Hollande, in French popularity polls. The survey showed on Monday, but remains in fourth place regarding over voting of voter intentions. Nigeria now. Unions have suspended nationwide strikes on Monday following President Goodluck Jonathan's decision to reinstate some petrol subsidies. Protests erupted last week after an end to subsidies caused petrol prices to more than double. The United Nations tried to step up pressure against Syria on Monday as Chief Ban Ki-moon urged action from the Security Council. UN officials also said they would train Arab League observers monitoring the country's ongoing violence. And finally in the news, in diplomacy, French President Nicolas Sarkozy warned on Monday that Europe was facing an unprecedented crisis in a joint press conference in Madrid with new Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. Sarkozy was in Spain to be made a Knight of the Golden Fleece. The legendary heavyweight showman of the boxing world, Muhammad Ali, turned 70 on Tuesday. He celebrated with family and friends in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky at the weekend. And finally, director Steven Soderbergh does not like to be labeled as the Oscar-winning maker of Traffic and the Ocean's franchise. More on that on .fm Entertainment. And now a summary of the world weather. Over in the eastern seaboard here in the United States, it's mostly cloudy skies at 8 degrees Celsius. While over on the west coast, feature the high temperature of 0 degrees Celsius down to the south. Towards California, it is 14 degrees, cloudy, sunny skies. Around Central America is cloudy skies, 25 degrees. Whereas in Chile, it's 30 degrees and partly cloudy skies over Brazil at 29. Half of Africa is currently feeling some thunderstorms right now at 11 degrees. Over London now, it's partly cloudy skies at 7 degrees. In some areas, you're expecting some snow later on. Over in Australia now, half at thunderstorms with a chance of sunlight at 25 degrees. Minus 30 over Russia. Minus 6 over Spain. And 3 degrees towards Germany.